Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Darren begins this encore show by reading A Prayer for Our Nation by Pastor Joe Wright of Kansas. And enjoy the anointed music.
Today we're going to be talking about, obviously, our country and the wonderful freedom that we enjoy. But I do have a prayer of repentance that I want to read that Joe Wright put out in the state of Kansas. And I think it's awesome for our nation. But it says, Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask your forgiveness and seek your direction and guidance. We know your word says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, Isaiah 5:20. But that is exactly what we have done. We have lost our spiritual equilibrium and reversed our values. We confess that we have ridiculed the absolute truth of your word and called it pluralism. We have worshipped other God and called it multiculturalism. We have endorsed perversion and called it alternative lifestyle. We have exploited the poor and called it lottery. We have rewarded laziness, called it welfare. We have killed our unborn and called it a choice. We have shot abortionists and called it justifiable. We have neglected to discipline our children and calling it building self-esteem. We have abused power and called it politics. We have coveted our neighbor's possession and called it ambition. We have polluted the air with profanity and pornography and called it freedom of expression. We have ridiculed the time-honored values of our forefather and called it enlightenment. Search us, O God, and know our hearts today. Cleanse us from every sin and set us free. Guide and bless these men and women who have been sent to lead and direct us into the center of your will. We openly ask this in the name of your Son, the living Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Then he finishes up with 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. And I say thank you, Pastor Wright, for writing this awesome, awesome piece.
We serve a good God here today. Has he been good to you today? Come on now. Is he good all the time? Yes. Let me tell you a little bit about him.
You see, he's Master, Savior, coming King, and he's good to me. Of everything, he's good to me. And when I'm down, feeling low, there is somewhere I know I can go.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. Come on now, he's
can give you all of my life. Now is yours, whole and complete. All of my hopes and my plans, carefully laid in your hands. This is my pledge, 'cause you mean that much to me. All of my life. I can give you
that. I can give you
all of my life.
All of my life.
That was yours.
That was yours.
Whole and complete. All of my hopes and my plans.
All of my hopes and my plans.
Carefully
laid. Carefully laid.
In your hands.
This is my pledge.
My pledge.
'Cause you need.
Christ and gave him my life. You see, they're wondering just what's in store since I've, quote, you know, found the way. That's when the Lord stirs up my soul, and I quite clearly say, their faces change every single time. You know, the looks they give are priceless. So's this Holy Ghost look on mine. You see, now God wants us to share the Lord, right? Isn't that our Christian task? So when someone says, "Hey, what's happening, man?" I say, "Brother, I never thought you'd ask." Well, I'm proud to be living for Jesus.
could be a Bible thumping, pew jumping, Jesus loving, devil shoving, blood bug, red hot, sober demon shouting, screaming. Quoting scripture, quoting sin, debasing, devil chasing, chorus on and get those drumming, gospel preaching, soul reaching, overcoming child of God.
All right, now I want y'all settle down now. You see this what I got in my hand? I want to tell you a little bit about it. Now listen to me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I'll do what it says I'll do. Y'all, this is my Bible. It has given me new life because it is the Word of God. Can you hear me sing? This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I am what it says I am.
I am what it says I am.
I have what it says I have.
I have what it says I have.
I do what it says I do.
Do what it says I do.
This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
It is given me new life. It is. Has given me new life. It is the Word of God. When I'm lost and gone astray, help me find my way. When I'm quoted, I will see. The devil has to flee.
We are a country awakened to danger. and called to defend freedom. Our grief has turned to anger, and anger to resolution. Whether we bring our enemies to justice, or bring justice to our enemies, justice will be done.
Let nothing separate us. Let nothing here divide. Let nothing come between the bond we have inside. Let the black and white unite with the yellow and the brown. Together we will stand and fight till the enemy comes down. 'Cause I know the red, the white, and blue will last forever. There's nothing that America can't do. I said I'll fight with you and stand together. Somewhere between the red, the white, and blue, there's me and you.
It will not end until every terrorist group of global reach has been found, stopped, and defeated.
They may come against us, come from far and wide. We'll not be defeated, 'cause God is on our side. We can't forget the families, the daughters and the sons. We owe them now to make it right. We won't stop until we've won. There's me and you.
Watch over the United States of America.
Lord, only you can truly change your heart. Only you can deliver from bad addictions and hobbies and habits. Lord, it's only through you, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that there is eternal life for the soul. That's why I made the decision that I did. And today I can say, I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided.
No turning back.
commitment I made to you so many years ago still stands strong today. For the scripture says that the life of the flesh is in the blood, and the wages of sin is death. But one day, 2,000 years ago, you shed your blood, you gave your life, and you paid the death penalty for my sins on the cross of Calvary. And I want to praise you for it. That's why, right now, I want to thank you. Thank you for being my deliverer. Thank you for giving me new life. Thank you for making me a new creation in Christ. And when I look back at what the world has done to me, and what the cross has done for me, there's no question in my mind when I say, the world behind me, and the cross before me, I want to put the world behind me. Yes, it will, the cross before me. Promise you, Lord, no turning back. I set my hand to the plow, no turning back. And Lord, though I take this walk by myself, I make this commitment. Though nothing with me, still I will follow. If I'm alone, Lord, though nothing with me, still I'm gonna follow. Just praise him right now. Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for giving your life. We thank you for salvation. No turning back. John chapter 6. Many of Jesus' disciples drew back and deserted him, returned to their old associations, and no longer accompanied him. Jesus said to the 12, "Will you also go away? And do you too desire to leave me?" Simon Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? For you alone have the words of eternal life. And we have learned to believe and trust. We have come to know that you are the Christ, the Anointed One, the Son of the living God." We have decided to follow Jesus. With the world behind us and the cross before us, though none go with us, there'll be no turning back. No turning back.
I hope that you were inspired by the music sung by Carmen. May you be thankful for all the freedoms God has given you, and may you have a blessed and safe 4th of July and always.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. you will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.